All right. Looks like it's working. We're in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel. That's on Mem Aleph and Beit. Tonight we're going to try and finish this halacha, which is about a blot and a half. It's a long blot and a half. Ooh, is it long? Okay. Tarchichei Hameis, the shrouds in which you wrap a dead person, umir das shel chamor, and the blanket which goes on the donkey, the back of a donkey when he carries a load, embem mishum kilayim, they have no prohibition of kilayim. However, if the blanket is made of kilayim, lahitnes amadas al ktefo, you should not put that blanket on your shoulder, vafilo tilav as a zevel, even if you were using it on which to take out the garbage. Now, the Yerushalmi points out that the Mefarshim point out that this seems to be a contradiction to the previous that which last night, because you learned you asked in the last night that when you wear the barber's apron to protect your clothing, to protect opposed to protecting yourself, that's not considered to be a prohibition of kilayim. And here it seems you're putting this blanket on your shoulder to protect your clothing, and that's why it's forbidden here. So they give two answers. The Pharisee's role says that here your intent was in fact also for your body. In other words, that you shouldn't get dirty when you're carrying it to laundry, the garbage. And the Rosh Sirileo says that here you intend to soften the heavy weight of the garbage which you're taking out. So that is considered to be a form of wearing, as opposed to previous Mishnah. And yes, both of those things are in the article Mishnah. That's where I got them. Okay, so they're both there.
Regarding the blanket for the chamor, you can't sit on that.
No, chamor. It's not a saddle.
So aren't they?
It's a blanket for a donkey which carries a load.
Yeah, but aren't they afraid that you might take the load off?
Obviously not. I guess people wouldn't sit on it. They'd sit on saddles, so therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Yes.
It just said okay, because it was under biblical law, sitting on Shabbos is always forbidden.
Right. It's only wearing. Morgixus, people who sell garments, who wear their, they didn't have mannequins in the old days, so they used to wear their wares. So Mokin Kadaka, they could sell the normal way. Eventually, Skavdu Bacham, even if they're wearing the shotness, so by selling, when they're selling it, that's okay, as long as Shleis Kavdu Bacham, as long as they don't intend to protect themselves in the sunny weather because of the sun, Ushan, in the rainy weather, Neachshon, because of the rain.
Oh, there was one caveat there. It says, the Rabbanim says it's usher because the thread might unwind and wrap.
Right, now to sit on it because the thread might wrap around you. Right. Fatstui mavshil achrei makel, and the people who are meticulous in the mitzvah observance would not even wear it when they were selling it, but rather they would hang it behind them on a rod or on a stick. Similarly, tofrei ksus tailors tofrei kedarkon, they can put the garments they're tailoring in their laps. During the summer to protect themselves from the sun. We surely don't intend the winter time to protect themselves because of the rain. Vatznuim, those who are meticulous in mitzvah observance, tofri and baretz, they would tailor when putting the garments on the ground, not on their laps, in order not to come into any situation which is questionable. Okay? Tachrich yameis. Why can a dead person's shrouds be made out of kilayim? Because it says b'meisim chofshi. It says in dead people they are free. Came and showed the mace. Once a person dies, nasa chofshi in mitzvahs, he's free of mitzvahs. There's a little bit of machlokas here in pshat what that means. Some say that means that when a person is dead, he's exempt from mitzvahs. The other interpretation is that by tchias hameisim is exempt from mitzvahs. This will come up again in a few lines. You know, the question is whether we're talking about now in time of death, or we're talking about subsequently when he arises, Chiyas HaMeisim will still be exempt from mitzvahs.
It's a strange lashon, isn't it? Chavshi should have been potter.
What?
Potter min mitzvahs.
I don't think Tanakh uses the word potter. No, that's Gemara lashon. This is Tanakh lashon. That's why he uses Chavshi. Okay? Rabbi Tivo Shloshes Dvarim B'Shas Peter. So Rabbi Command made three requests or commands when he was dying. B'Shas Peter Osmanol when he was dying from this world. Alta Zuz Amanosi Rebasi, let my widow not be evicted from my house. don't make me spade him in small towns. And those who accompany me or serve me during my lifetime, mostly they should serve me in my death. Meaning, it's an explicit brisa. A widow who says she cannot move from her husband's house, so the Soviet are not allowed to move her out. She has the right to stay there as long as she doesn't get remarried. Rabbi Dreisa said, here it's different. The lo yemule beten is yuso. People might say, well, that's true about a normal person, but here Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is living in a special house, the White House, because he's a Nazi, right? So I might make her move out to Meshubah Nesiusei. It goes to the next Nazi. That's why I'm saying that you can't kick her out. I'm Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yosa, or Lozer, as you said, called the Tani, as we learned. Dora Bibatim, Geshem Shaisa, she lives in houses, just like she was accustomed to, Shaisa Dora Bohen, in the past, who Baal Nasum Diasam, even when her husband is in extended trip abroad. In other words, she retains the character or the luxury which he had, which she's accustomed to when he's present. And similarly, Mishtameshes Kli Kesel Kli Zav. She uses the best silver and best gold. Geshem Shoresa Mishtameshes. When she was, just as she would use Ubal Nosim Dinosayam, where normally she used that even when her husband is abroad and also after her husband's death.
I
don't think that that's what it's referring to. I think that it's referring specifically to her rights, even though she's not in a possession, she doesn't have ownership of any of these things, she still has rights to use them. I think that's really what it's referring to.
As opposed to who has possession of rights? Who would I think?
As opposed to the Yisomim, or the sons barring her from access.
But he's from Medina Sayyam.
But true. But in our case, we would say that what we're saying, really, although I didn't make this clear, is we're saying that here she has the same rights after his death like she would have when her husband is in Chutz Laretz. Right.
Let's take the example if he wasn't Chutz Laretz.
What?
Right. So what's the issue? What's the
there
problem?
Is no issue.
Just saying that he has the same.
It's not hers. It's his. You're right. No, I'm only to agree to accept what you're saying, that it's about a case where he's where
she has no money. Apparently.
But she has no money. But I don't think that I don't think necessarily she can prevent the creditors from demanding. I'm not so sure that's the case. No, I don't know if that's true. When you have to, I'm Sechuk Subas. I remember that she can keep the creditors at bay. I'm not sure if that's the case. I have Nizaynis Kshem Shoyitza Nizaynis Baal Medina Sayam. She gets fed according to the same level of luxury that she got fed. She would get fed if her husband was a Chutz Laretz. That's all the first request. Vatis B'nei Bayoros, and don't eulogize me in the small cities. V'em Machlokas, because in the small cities there are always Machlokas, and who gets the right to be Maspid? Anybody wants to eulogize. That's what I don't understand. I guess in the big cities, I guess there are enough people to go to various different espadim that they can make multiple espadim at the same time. But in any event, he gives a difference on the bottom that in small cities there's not big enough space for people to fit. So therefore they keep arguing about who's going to get into the shul and who's going to be on the outside, etc., etc. Okay? Those who dealt with me during my lifetime should deal with me after my death. I'm Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, those were his two shamashim during his lifetime. Rabbi Chizki added, don't make for me many shrouds. Uteya Roni Nakuva Barat Arts, and if you she was buried in a coffin, but the coffin should be pierced, so he comes in direct contact with the ground. Milsamrin, others said a word. Besotim, in other words, they gave a different interpretation. Besotim Echo Nikba Rebbe. Rebbe was buried in a single shroud without a box. The Rebbe Amar Lokama the Barna Inish Azal Hu Asi. Rebbe said, a person, not like he leaves, meaning not like he dies, does he come back for Tchias HaMesim. In other words, Hashem makes you new clothing. You don't come back in the same clothing you died in. Rabbanan Amir Rabbanan say, no, Kemar the Bar Inish Hu Azil, the way a person goes, Hu Asi, he comes back the same way. Okay, whatever shrouds he's buried in, that's what he rises in. Time Shem Rav Nosson, Lin Ne Rav Nosson. Ksusay Eretz Imo Odom Lishol, the garment which goes down with the person to the grave, he boimo comes back up with him when he comes over to Chiyas HaMesim. Mati Sama Taimo, what's the Pasuk of Jesus says? Tisapech Kechomer Chotam, they will turn over like clay, their countenance, V'yisyatzvu, and they will arise Kmo Levush, like they are dressed. So it sounds like they're going to rise like they were dressed when they died. Antolios, who was obviously a guy, or I assume so at least, Shol Rabbi Asrei, what's this supposed to mean? Maltis Abit Kom Rechaisem. It sounds like it goes against you, Rabbi, because you said that they don't come up in the same clothes, they come up in different clothes. Why do this pasuk? So it says, Mar Amar Lei, so Rabbi said this way, Adash the pasuk, me, he, Shumevi as Hador, he who brings the generation back, meaning Hashem brings the generation back to Tchias HaMesim, whom Abisho, he will give them clothes at the time that he brings them back. Rabbi Yochanan Mefakid, Rabbi Yochanan commanded, Mabushuni, the next word should be Boridika. Put me in blue clothes. Lochivin, not white, Blochivin, nor black. In kaimus benitzi the gaya, that way if I rise among the tzaddikim lo nivhas, I will not be anxious because I'm not dressed in black. V'in kaimus beni rishai lo nivhas, and if I get up among the shoyim, I'm not going to be afraid or uncomfortable because I'm not dressed in white. Put me in a color which is in the middle. That's why I want to be buried in blue shrouds.
How do you say red?
I don't remember. I know in the brachos in the Bavli, it's Luchim is black. In brachos Bavli, it does says red. Sumke, right? Sumke. Okay. Says Gemara. Rabbi Yoshia, who was Rabbi Yochanan's student, when he was dying, Mefaked, he commanded Abu Shuni Chivin Chafisin, put me in white gar shrouds, which are nicely sewn. Amrin Lei, so the Stavim said to him, Matavim Rabach, what are you better than your Rabbi? In other words, he wanted to be dressed in blue, because he's not sure where he's going one way or the other way. And you're sure you're going to get white? Amr Lone, he said to them, Uma on a boy's me a bad boy. What do you think? I'm afraid of my deeds. In other words, I know I'm a good person. So what's it between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua? What do you think? Why did Rabbi Yoshua say this? I think he was afraid that if he would discourage them too much if he said that, you know, who knows which way I'm going. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan ran that risk with his Talmid for whatever reason, he said, I don't know if I'm going up and going down as a Musar. But already in his generation, Rabbi Yoshua felt that there was too strong a Musar for people to take. So therefore he just said he felt that people needed the security that if they try to be Eved Hashem, then they could be assured that they'll reach a good end.
So he didn't run the risk of being a Baal Gaiva, that they would think.
It was worth it for him in order to reassure them, in order to give them self-confidence. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah Mefaked, Rabbi Yirmiyah commanded, Abba Shuni, dress me Chavin Chaval Chavisin, beautifully sewn proper white shrouds. Not only that, Abba Shuni Ben Arsayeh, dress me in my frock, no, my good clothes. Yavu Masana Baragle bury me in my shoes. Chutra biyadai with my rod in my hand. Yavuni al sitra and put me on my side. In Asa Mashiach, that a Mashiach comes on a matate, I'll be ready to greet him very quickly. Or would you want to be buried in full battle dress, ready to meet the Mashiach?
You want to do that?
It says that here.
On the side.
I don't know why on the side is more prepared than on the back. I'm not sure. Maybe because on the back, it doesn't looks like you're really dead. Whereas on the side, it looks like you're just sleeping. Maybe. I'm just surmising. Okay? Tziporaya Armin, getting back to Rebbe's death, the people at Tzipori, where Rebbe was living, said, "Ma damer lach Rebbe damach." Anybody who says to us or to that to you that Rebbe killed, died, anan katlin and we're going to kill the messenger, which seems really constructive. In any event, adik lon bar kapora reshe, bar kapora stuck out his head from Rebbe's house. Reish mechase money mevazin. Covered with torn garments. Amrulon, he said to this those who were gathered around the house. Mitzukim, the foundations of the earth, Verelim, the angels on high, Tfusim Veluchos Abris, they both grabbed on to the Luchos. Vigarva Yodan Shel Erelim, and the hand of the angels was overpowering. The Chot was a Luchos, and they grabbed the Luchos. Armor lace, the people Tzipori said to Bar Kapora, Tamech Rebbe? You mean Rebbe died? Armor lace, they said, Atun Amrisu. You said it, not me. Vikaru, now do Kriya. V'ozo Kara de Karu. The sound of so many people tearing Kriya went, Lego Papta, all the way to the city of Papta, which is Mahalklas Mill, just 3 mil away from Tzipori. Rabbi Nachoshe Raimona said, "My senisim nasu bo soyom." There was a nace which occurred on that day. And Rav Shabbos also was Friday. And all the cities came, all the small towns came to the big city for the eulogy. Vashruine, and they laid him to rest. Tamne esrei. They brought in his coffin. Or the stretcher, which he was, into Tamne Yisrei Knishon, into 18 shuls, Vachtunei, and they lowered him down. In other words, they took him to bury him to another city, the Beis Shoarim, the Tolon Yoima, and the day still lasted longer. Achia Kol Echo Magil Beis until each one reached their own house. Umali Chovis Shomayim was able to fill up a bucket of water for Shabbos. Umali Glos and Aaron light the candle. Came at Shishoka Chama once the sun set, which is very late. Immediately thereafter, Kora Gever, the rooster crowed, cock a doodle doo. So, in other words, the whole night was obliterated by this nace. Okay? Shorter Matikin, they started being upset because they heard the rooster crow right away. Army, they said, Dilma Chalana Shabbos, the Chalina Shabsa. Maybe we're Michal Shabbos by going to the Levaya because the, you know, maybe it was only an ace and wasn't, it was really Shabbos already. Says Mori Yotzta Basko Vamrala. A voice came out and said to them, just a second, you have to enforce a. Okay. What? Well, she'll wait for somebody to come in, then she'll come in with them, so I don't think it does any good. We're going to do a closed door in her face. Okay. Be that as it may. Sometimes it's good, it wakes me up to get up and shout at somebody. Okay. That's the ground. Sherman Vatican. They started, you know, being afflicted by self-doubt. Armin, they said, Dilma Chalina Shabsa, maybe we're Michal Shabbos by going to Levaya. You know, it lasted so late, maybe the nace was not valid. Yotz Tabasco V'Amra, a voice came out and said, V'Amra and said, Komishud Loni Satel Bespedo Sherebi, anybody who was not lazy in eulogizing Rebbe, Yemavusel Chayalom Abba, he will get to the world to come. Barmi Katsra, besides the launderer. Everybody except Ching, the laundry guy. because he didn't come on time. He missed it. Something went wrong there. Came to the Shamakain. Once the launderer heard this, he went up to the roof, Vitola Garme, and he cast himself off Umis, and he died. Dopek Paskala. A voice came out at that time from heaven and said, Vamra, Fafilu Katsura, even the launderer got into Oilam Abba. That's also one of the clues in the Bavli.
Well, the fact that if he jumps off, then it's okay?
Yeah.
Suicide?
Because it's Mitok Tshuva. This is a very interesting discussion based on this Gemara here and Ksuvas in the Bavli. Good. You see that if a person commits suicide in the course of a terrible stress in his Tshuva, so he doesn't lose all of my balls as a result. Okay?
Well, that's his death is Machaber for his Abba.
Yeah, here it is. Here it was, right.
He didn't come to the...
Right, because his great tsar over there was what led him to this drastic, you know...
He's washing clothes for Shabbos.
The stress being, in other words, that psychological factors are mitigating factors.
Mental illness.
Isn't
that partial?
Yeah,
of course
it's
accepted
in halacha.
Yeah.
Not so partial.
Okay. Ah, we go.
As a matter of fact,
yeah.
I was in Washington. There was such an incident. And the person was buried at the far end of the cemetery.
You know, it's very rare nowadays. Because what do you mean? The person committed suicide out of tshuva?
No, okay. But he was under psychiatric care.
Yeah.
So you would think that the psychological factors are mitigating factors.
But he was buried in the cemetery, you're saying.
At the far end.
But he was in the cemetery. If it was a real suicide, they don't get buried in the cemetery.
Did they sit shiva for him and
there's no Israel sitting shiva for anybody. You can sit shiva for anybody you want. So it's not, you know...
I thought
you meant for a goy. The only problem is being an one. The only problem is being an one. You can't be an one because then you're parted from mitzvahs that you can't do. Okay. Be that as it may. Rabbi Avi Yossi lebe Tziporin Shavas Vishni. Rabbi was living in Tziporin for 17 years. The Koral Game said about himself about those 17 years, Chi Yaakov Eretz Yitzrayim Shavas Vishni. It's like Yaakov lived in Egypt for 17 years and they were Mamish Mein Olam Haba for Yaakov, those last 17 years of his life when he lived in proximity to Yaitz and Mitzrayim. So too Rabbi felt a tremendous sense of, satisfaction living in Tziporin. Okay? So, Guvin, from them, from within them, it should be min gabehon. Avatlasis reishnin chashash b'shinui. For 13 years he had a toothache. Now in the Bible it says he had stomach ailment. Here it says he had a toothache. Those 13 years when Rabbi Zisurim were mechaper, they atoned for sins. Lo meitzel chaya b'eretz Yisrael, a woman who's giving birth. No, that's the next one. Chaya is, I think, a nursing mother. A nursing mother didn't die in Eretz Yisrael. I think that's what it is. Let's assume that's what it is. It sounds good. And Veloy Pilu Barber at Israel, and no, there were no miscarriages in the land of Israel. Because his Yisurim were Mechaper. Veloy Mechashir, why do you have the toothache? So you all know this Maisa, right? Chadzman Avar, once he was passing, Chamachad Egel Menakis, he saw one calf on its way to slaughter. Grav Amarle, the calf cried out to him and said, Rebbe, shaze me. Rebbe, save me. Omar lay, so he said, Lekach no tzarto. This is what you created for, so go. And because he didn't have rachamim on this calf, he got a toothache for certain years. Uvesofa echi nashmis. How in the end was he healed? Chamsun katlin chad kadach borin. He saw exterminators going to kill a nest of mice. Omar, he said, Arpunun, let them go. So when he learned to treat animals in a humane manner, that's when it went away. I'm sure he learned it earlier, but he needed to have a maisa which proved it. Yes, it's in Ksuvas in the Bible. Essentially the same maisa. Rabbi have Anbud Sagin. Rabbi was very humble. Vavama used to say, Koma di Yemali Barnosha an Avid, anything a person tells you do, I will do. Chutzimash also zikne b'nei b'seira l'skeni, except for that which the elders of b'nei b'seira did for my ancestor. His ancestor was Hillel. And when Hillel came from Babel and showed he was more erudite, they let the B'nai B'Sera abdicated from the Nasius in his favor. So he said, I'm willing to do anything except that. The Sharon Garmi Minasiuse Minune, when they removed themselves from the Nasius and appointed Rebbe. Mikomakom, nevertheless, in Salik Rav Huna Resh Kalusalacha, Rav Huna, the head of the exile, the exilarch, comes to hear that Eretz Yisrael, order most of the Elmine, I'll give him a higher chair than myself. Dubin Yehuda, he is from Shevet Yehuda. Vanam Yana, I'm a Shevet Yamin. Because Dumi Dachrai, he's from the male line of Beis Yehuda. Vanam Nukavta, I'm from the female line of Beis Yehuda. Yes. Rebbe from some Shevet Yamin.
Shimshon was also the female side of Yehuda. No, he's Dan. Don,
Shimshon.
It was Don and Yehuda, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but Shimshon was from the female side of Yehuda.
Right.
That's
female
true.
Side of Yehuda, the male side of Don.
Right. Okay? When we call Makabi, Tzalik Rav, Chatzman, or Rav Chila Gabe. One time Rav Chila came in to visit to Rebbe. Armor later, he said, Oh, Rav Huna Levar. He said, Rav Huna's outside. These Kakmu Panam Sharebi. So he was like kind of like a practical joke, it seems. So Rebbe got his face turned red because he would have to keep his promise now. Amar Leitzer said, don't worry, I tricked you. Aronobo, his coffin is here. He's dead. So Rebbe was upset at him and he tried to indicate that he was upset with him. Amar Leitzer said, Puka Chamei Man Boy Lachabar, go see who wants you outside. Take a long walk on a short pier, right? Nafak, he went out. He couldn't find anybody there. The other Dukais of Lavi knew that Rebbe then was upset at him. Avat, so he accepted by himself, he didn't go into Rebbe for Tlasin Yomim for 30 days. Om Rebbe Yossi Barbun, Kolinun Tlasin Yomim those 30 days, Yolif Rav Mine Klola Doraisa. Rav learned from Rabbi Chia the general principles of the Torah. Rav was Rabbi Chia's nephew. At the end of the 13 years, which coincided with the end of the 30 days, all Elio Gabe, Elio came into Rebbe, but Mus Rabbi Chia, looking at Rabbi Chia, Ruba Rabbi Chia the Great. So he said to Rebbe, Mamari Avid, what is my master doing? So Rebbe said to him, you know, Chad Shoshane Maikoli, that one dude is still bothering me. So Rabbi Chia said, in the guise of Rabbi Chia said, Chamila, show it to me. Chamila li, show it to me. Chamila li, he showed it to him. V'yayivetz boss say, Allah, Rabbi Elio / Rabbi Chia put his finger on the tooth in Chamas and it got better. Lemocha, the next day, our Rabbi Chia rubel gabe. Next day, Rabbi Chia came back to Rabbi. Amalei ma'i avidi Rebbe, and Rebbe Chia said to Rebbe, how are you doing? What's Rebbe doing? Ha shinach me avida. What's with your tooth? Amalei, so Rebbe said, minayi shaita di ahavta, it's bach alas. From the moment that you put your finger on it, in Shabbos, it's better. At that time, Rebbe Chia said, Omar, I lochem chayo shemeret Yisrael, woe to you, the nursing mothers in Eretz Yisrael, I lochem ubar shemeret Yisrael, woe to you, the pregnant women in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the schus of Rebbe's Yisroel fell off. Everything is a balance beam. Omar Leitz, Rebbe Chia says, Ana lo avina, I wasn't here yesterday. Minayi shaita, so Rebbe knew it was Eliyahu HaNavi. From that time on, have a noy baby a car, Rebbe gave Rabbi Chia a lot of covet because Eliyahu HaNavi, when he wanted to appear to Rebbe, appeared in the guides of Rabbi Chia, right? Karava Olel Beis Vado, when he would go to the base medrash, literally the meeting house, Omar said, Yikonis Rabbi Chiya Ruva Lifnin, let Rabbi Chiya the Great come and sit inside, in other words, in the spot closest to me. Omar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, who was in Rabbi's base medrash, but felt that he was superior because of his great yichus, he came from Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Shmuel's mishpacha, you know. So he felt he was superior. So he took umbrage. He said, Omar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Lifni mi many. He's going to sit closer to you than me. Omar Losa Rabbi said, Chas v'sholom. El Rabbi Chiya Ruba Lifni. Let Rabbi Chiya the Great sit in, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, leaf naive leaf name. He'll sit even further in. Okay? Rav Avamaste, Rabbi, Avamaste, Rabbi sing over, Shavchi Rabbi Chiya, the praise of Chiya Ruba, the Great, come Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, fun Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Chatzmat, what I came to pass, Chami go bani. Rabbi Chiya saw Rabbi Shmuel in the bathhouse. Velo is kanekama. He didn't subjugate himself to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. In other words, he didn't get up in front of him in chveis. He didn't do the proper kavod. Amar leis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi said to Rabbi, Ahanu dat masne shavche. On these kinds of people, you're saying over praises. What a jerk he is! He didn't get up for me in the bathhouse. Amar leis. So that's what Rabbi said. Malva, what did he do to you? Amr Lehi, he said to him, Chamsi go bani, saw me in the bathhouse, so he's climbing, coming, he didn't subjugate himself to me. Amr Lehi, so Rabbi said to Rabbi Chiya, Lama bani, okay, why'd you do that? Why don't you get up and give Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi kavod? Amr Lehi, so he said, so Rabbi Chiya said, he owe a lie, may come upon me, which is language of an oath. Din sachis, if they would have thrown me into the water to swim, lo yarisa yishaito, because I wouldn't have known. Wouldn't have paid attention. Because at that time, Ashavis Enai, I cast my eyes, I concentrated so much, the whole Sefer Tehillim by Gada, the entire Agada on Sefer Tehillim, so therefore I was oblivious to what was going around me, and I partially didn't see Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. It was the outer room of the bathhouse. The outer room. Okay? Minayishai, from that time on, Rabbi Musalo Shneita Milchami, Rabbi gave two Milchami to Rabbi Chiya to accompany him. The Alchuni made to walk with him, begin Sakanta Kosakona. If he doesn't pay attention to the surroundings, who knows, next thing you know, he'll fall into a pit. So Rabbi gave two Milchami to always accompany him wherever he went. Yeah. It's a famous story with Rav Ruderman.
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah. Then in Slabodka, he once wandered, or he used to wander away from the yeshiva, lost in thought, and he would get lost. So one time he wandered far from the yeshiva, didn't know where he was. So he went into a phone booth to call. Provided to call back and then somebody should pick him up. So I don't know, I guess they have phone booths in some sort of vice toys. So he called up and they said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "Wait, let me go out and look at the street sign." So he goes up, he looks up, and he comes back in the phone booth and he says, "I'm at the corner of telephone and telephone."
He wandered on to the conversation of the statue.
All right.
But he didn't bow down, right?
We tried shaking his head. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Tam Rabbi Yossi the Amora fasted Tam Neyomin 80 days. I'm not sure if it's 80 or 8. I think it's 80. L'michmei Rabbi Chiya Ruba, in order to see Rabbi Chiya the Great in a dream. L'sof v'chama, eventually saw him. But Rags and Yodin, when he saw him, his hands started trembling, his eyes went dark. B'tayim, we're going to say, Da'av Rabbi Yossi Barnazi, Rabbi Yossi was a small guy, not small physically, but wasn't of significant stature to behold Rabbi Chiya. That's why he trembled so much. No. You should know. Chagai de Asa Lagabi Rabbi Yochan. A certain weaver once gave Rabbi Yochan. Armalay, he said to Rabbi Yochan, Chamis Bechil Chilmi, I saw in my dream the Rekia Nafal, that the sky was falling. Bechad mitamidach Samachle, and one of your students was supporting it. Armalay, so Rabbi Yochan said, Bechachi Matlay, you lose the place? Chachi Matlay, do you know who he is? Can you recognize him? Amalei, so he said, in Anachamile, if you make a lineup, and I see him, Anachamile, I'll be able to recognize him. Over Kautamide Kume, he goes, the students pass in front of the weaver. The Chame, Chachim Rabbi Yossi, and he recognized Rabbi Yossi. So see Rabbi Yossi was a very great person. Rabbi Chia was so much greater that to see him in a dream causes him to tremble and quiver and lose his eyesight. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish, Tzad Plasma once told me he passed it 300 times. Lemich me Rabbi Chia Ruba to see Rabbi Chia the Great, but lo Chamsa, he didn't see him. But so far, Sharmitzar, at the end, when he was unsuccessful, he was in anguish. Amar, so he said, Ma, who, Ma, Avaloy, Barais, the Simon, did he learn Torah any more than I did? Reish Lakish is also a student of Rabbi. So Rabbi Chia, did he learn Torah any more than me? Amar Lay, so they said to him, I don't know who, but Amar Lay rebates Torah Bisrael Yosef Rucha. He taught much more than you. Flowed Elu to have a golly, not only that, but he left his place and went to travel. Because Rabbi Chia was from Babel, he came to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Lay, so he said, Velovi Avina Gali, I traveled as well. I also went to Golus. Amar Lay, so they said, no, Atavis Mela Gali Melef, you went on Golus to go learn. Who have a goalie Malfa? He went on Golus to go teach. And that's a much higher
measure. This shows that teaching is more important than just sitting and learning.
That's right. Teaching is more important. Creates more schools. That's a famous one. I think it's the end of Bar Mitzvah, which says Rabbi Chia is to go to all the cities and grow flax and make nets and catch deer and shech them and. You know, we go around and write the Chamisha Chumshe Torah in it, and teach the Chumash each the word to one kid, and teach the Misha, teach the Seder each to one kid, and tell them all to learn with each other. And Rebbe said at that point, Gedolim Maisei Chia, greater the deeds of Chia, and that's really what we see here too. Okay? Says Gemara, Kadamach Ravuna Reish Galusa, when Ravuna the Reish Galusa of some later generation, not the same one as Rebbe died. Askulah, they brought him out there to Israel to bury him. Amr, they said, where on any Yavin Le should we bury him? Amr, they said, you brought up Puna, right? Amr, Nasine Gavi Rav Chia Ruba. Let's bring it to Rav Chia the Great. Dami Dizon, he was also Babylonian. Segregated cemeteries. Let's bury him in the same cave as Rabbi Chia. Says the Gemara, Amr, they said, where Man Boy Lemayavle. Who's going to put Rabbi Chia into the cave? Who's going to put Rav Huna into the same cave? Amr Rabbi Chagai Rechai said, oh no, I volunteer. I'll go in. You have laid, put Rav Huna in the same grave as Rabbi Chia's reposing in. Amr Lay, they said to him, Baloni, this is not Lishmo on your part. Ilasach Adboy, you're looking for a trick. Or a ruse. Dat Govar Save, you know you're an old man. Vapoy male, you want to go in. Meselach, come on, a drop dead there. Or do you know it's a big excuse to be buried by Rabbi Chia? And you want to go in and drop dead there, be buried by Rabbi Chia. Right? We know what you're trying to do. Says the Gemara, so he said to them, listen, Amr Lay, he said, my motives are honorable. Right? Amr Lon, Yavin Meshichta Baraglai, put a rope on my foot. In Anias, and if I tarry there, Atun Garshin, you'll kick me out. Okay? I'll prove to you I'm doing Lishma. Well, he went in with Rav Huna's body. Vashkishtak Ishkach, he found there buried class three people. Chizki on his two sons, Reb Chi and his two sons, Doni, and they were having a discussion. Reb Chi was saying to his son Yehuda, Yehuda b'ni acharecha v'eino, beyond you, there's nobody else. There's nobody as great as you were in your attributes. And then he turned to his other son and said, Chizki abini, Chizki my son, Acharecha v'enos, nobody like you in your attributes. You are both similar to Acharecha. Yosef ben Yisrael v'enos. That Yosef ben Yisrael, Yosef HaTzadik, when he died, there was nobody left like him as well. I don't know what the analogy is, why we bring in Yosef, but that's what it says here. Okay? Be that as it may, the question was, so if that's the case, where are we going to put Ravuna? He doesn't belong. He's not our Madrego. How are we going to accommodate him? Tola, in the meantime, Tolas Inove Mistakla. Rabbi Yana, he lifted up his head to watch what was going on. Rabbi Chagai. Lift up his head to what was going on. It should be one word. It Amrle, who said to him, Apich Apecha. Turn around, you're not worthy of seeing this. Go on. Shama Koy Rav Chia Ruva. So he heard the voice of Chia, the Shama, the Amrle Rav Yehuda Berei, who said to the saint of Yehuda's son, Nafish Ravuna. Make room for Ravuna. Yosef Lei. So they wanted to allow Ravuna to sit there. But lo kabi lave. Ravuna refused to sit there. Massive lay. Lo kabi lave massive. Refused to sit, to accept himself to sit there. Amen. So they said to him, the Rabbi Chia and his two sons gave him bracha. Kimboz lo kabi lave. Just like he didn't accept by himself, he was very humble. Massively, lo kabel le massive, he wouldn't accept by himself to sit in an honored place. Sarisi lo poskalom, as he made his children, never cease to inhabit the higher echelons of the Jewish people. The Yotzi Mishom. Right at that point, Rabbi Chiel and Chagai left because they allowed Rav Huna to come in. Voya ben Shmonim Shona, he was 80 years old. The Nichbulu Shona, because of this, just because it's usually the outer limit, but just said the woman in France who died was 122, 124. Happened. Yeah, total bomb mice. Total bomb mice number 633. That's only according to the Achra's son before Shim. But even there, it's saying the average maximum lifespan, not the absolute. Okay? Steve, it says, when the Sasani Mitzrayim, Yaakov asked, you should carry me from Egypt for us and bury me in the graves of my forefathers, Avraham and Yitzchak. Yaakov, Kol Hain Dehu, wherever he was, Ma'u Menaki, what's he missing? In other words, why could he be buried in Egypt? Rabbi Loz Amar Dvarim Begav, there's something hidden here, Tihim. Rabbi Chanin Amar Dvarim Begav. Rabbi Shuv Elevi Amar Dvarim Begav. Ma'u Dvarim Begav, what's the deep secret here? Rishim Elokish Amar the following Pasuk. Es Halach Mivnei Hashem, I walk before God, Be'atzul Chaim, in the land of life. Follow Enotzul Chaim. El Tzurah Chaver said, what greater lands of life do you have than the pleasure pots of Tzur, Tyre, and its environment? Kesar, it's his area and its environment. Tamazula, there's cheap food. Tamazova, there everybody's satiated. So it says, the Gemara, what is that? It's a Chayimin. Rish Loki, Rabbi Shem, Lo Yishim, Bar Kapoha, said, Eret Shem, Eisea, Chayin, Tchilo, Moser Shia. That's land where Tchilo, Samaitan will occur first when Moshiach comes. What does it mean that he gives an neshama to the nation upon it? Sounds like, well, that's see on the pasuk. What's batishas nosin neshama l'amaleh? Gives a new neshama to the nation which is upon the land. That's against Rabbi Sheshem Golim. See why bear chutzot? They don't get tchias amesim. So this is the famous Gemara. I'm Rabbi Simoi. Rabbi Simoi said. Machli Akushbolim name is hard. God makes the land into tunnels before them. Famous Galgalim Kendodos, and they roll like balls. Became a Chimagiim Lair Tisol, once again, their Israel Nafshon closes a land. They have Tchias Amesim there. Umatam, what Pazit teaches us, that's me Nachti Eschema Ad Maz Israel, place you on the land of Israel. Nosati Uchibochem, and I put my spirit in you. Vichi Yisem, and you will survive. Rabbi Brecha show Rabbi Chelbo, and Rabbi Chelbo show Rabbi Yami, and Rabbi Yami show Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer show Rabbi Chanino. These servants say Rabbi Chanino show Rabbi Shimon Levi. If it's everybody buried there, it's all what about the Shoyim Rushoyim? Have Kigon Yerovam, Benavat v'chaveichov. Right? Why, Ravon? Because those are guys mentioned.
Does
chidachil chamava? Yerushalmi argues. Amar Lei, so he said. Sulfur and salt, the entire land was burnt. They each guy asked the other, the question got traded all the way up the line, till they finally got an answer. And we don't hear from the answer either. I don't understand what the answer is. What's he talking, according to the pasuk, that sulfur and salt, the land was all burnt? Says Mark, let's talk and Mike do. What's he saying? Came and Shanisim for Eretz Yisrael, Nasman Midas Adin. After Chorban Bayis Mishnah and Eretz Yisrael burnt, the Gemara is going to say in a minute, for 7 years. Who burnt in that burning? Those guys. Yeah. So that was his kapara. Now he gets all my ball. Maybe, but Korah's playing Chutzlar, so it's not right.
Okay. I thought his voice is from is coming up.
Midbar Sinai. It said that Midbar Sinai. Mar Bo Basra. Okay. Time Shem Revila. We learn name Revila. Sheva Shanim Asas Eretz Yisrael Nisrepes. 7 years Eretz Yisrael was made into a burning hulk. Hado Dersiva. It says Veigvir Bris LeRabim. He amplified the covenant to destroy the masses, meaning to afford them punishment. Shavu Echad for one week, meaning here 1 7-year cycle. Well, if that's the case, we know that in Eretz Yisrael, right after the Korban, no Jews, but there were Samaritans. Kutin Shavu Mayu Osin. What were they subsisting from? Says more Matlios Matlios Haisan Yifrem. The Haisan Yifrem is without the bug. It was burnt in sections. So therefore, one section burnt, they can live off the other section. Okay? Says the Gemara. Skaksim. It says, Vata Pashkur, you, the area Pashkur, Vukhaishre Isecho. May Pashkur is a person, I take that back. Pashkur and all those who dwell in your house. Telchu b'shevi, you go in captivity. Who bavel tavoy, you come to bavel, v'shanta mus, and there you will die. V'shanta gover, and then you will be buried. Says the Gemara, how do we interpret this pasuk? Rabbi Abbas, mina mar Rabbi Chelmo, one interpretation is Rabbi Chelmo, and another is Rabbi Chaim bar Chanina, has another interpretation. One said, if a guy is buried in dies in Eretz Yisrael and is buried there, he's got two strikes against him. If he dies there and is buried here in Eretz Yisrael, he only has one shot against him. The other said, that's all one opinion. The other said, Kivura Shebekan Mechaper Samisa Shalem. Even if they're only buried in Eretz Yisrael, it's sufficient to be mechaper for the fact that they were, they died in Chutz Laretz. So even kavur in Eretz Yisrael is advantageous to an individual who's an Olam Haba seeker. Okay? Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Chama. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Chama bar Chinina said, "Regal of the Barnash, or the feet of an individual, are rapte." Are guaranteed.
Somebody knocking?
Are rafte limakamte. Excuse me. Are rafte, they are his guarantors. Limakamte, kohen do mit, but to take the place wherever he's going to be demanded. This is Gemara in Sukkah in the Bavli. Well, not the whole Sukkah, but the whole Gemara part of it. Steve, it says, "Vayomer miyafatis achov." Says in pasuk, "Who's going to seduce achov?" V'yavi pov ramos gilat. So go up and fall in the ramos gilat, which is Golan. Ask more v'yomus b'soch beso v'lo samon. Oh, v'yav ramos gilat v'yomus, and there he'll die. Ask more b'soch beso v'lo samon. No, I think I did right the first time. Yom Zoh Besov, Lo Samo, let him die in his house. Why do you have to go up to the Golan? So this is teaching us that there's certain times that you can only die if you're in a certain place. It's a tziruf of your time is up and you're in the right place at the wrong time. What's that?
Just the absolute mouth of the gospel.
Right, that comes. Because there it's left Africa, there it's about animals. Animals not killed by the Malachamavis. So they're Malachamavis left Africa.
Doesn't make a difference if you're planning to do this, you do that.
No, it's all about animals. It's an amafkid. No, it's about animals. Yeah, it's not about animals where you don't do the shmir the exact same way you were supposed to. Well, you'll see here, it's not about Malcolm Ovis. Eli Cheref and Achia train Iskabatire. There are the two scribes of Shlomo. He's looking at them and grinding, gnashing his teeth. You know, like in the Where the Wild Things Are? He was gnashing his terrible teeth. Amar Mila, V'yavlim b'chalola. So Shlomo made a mace, and he had them fly in the sky. And the Bavli and Sukkot says he sent them to another city. So Malcolm Ovis went and took him down from there. Not just took him down literally, but took him down figuratively 6 feet under. So he came back to Shlomo, then the Malcolm Ovis. He started smiling at him. So he said, I don't understand. Aisha, yesterday, you were grinding your teeth because you were annoyed. You're laughing. So he said, yeah. Rachmona, Hashem said, I got to get Eli Churif and Achia and kill him when there is floating in the air. And I said, who's going to give me them? Which I've been commanded to take. Hashem put in your heart to do that. Begin the Navi Shlichus. You know, Shmuel to fulfill my Shlichus. So thank you, Shlomo HaMelech. As a result of your trying to save them, I managed to kill them. Similarly, says the more. Azal v'it bubon yes, just paying the myself. Azal v'it bubon min tamon. So Shlomo went and to bury, to deal with them, but from there it was to bury them. Okay? Train boy is similar mice. The train boy, the Rabbi Ruven Bar Yisrobulis, Tamid Rabbi Chama, the students of Rabbi Chama, the two sons of Rabbi Ruven, the students of Rabbi Chama, Malcha the Mosa, Mistakabal the Malcha Mosa, looking at them, Bechor Bishinai, and he was grinding his teeth because he wanted to get them. Vomar, so their father said, I think it's the father, Nilun the Drama, let's put them in Golos in the south. Shema Golos will chaper, maybe Golos will be Mechaper on them. Also, the Nazbun mitamon, so Malcha Mavis went to the south and took them. Again, same idea. Okay? Period. Ula Nechosa, Ula the Yoreid. Now, wasn't always a Chutzarts, but he used to go down a lot to Chutzarts. Havid Michtamon, Sharibach, he was about to die in Bavel. And he started crying. Armelay said to him, Malachabachi, why are you crying? Anamaskin Lachari, so we'll take it there to Israel after you die. Plane tickets are cheaper. Armelay said, Umanoyali, what good is it to me? On a mavid margulasi, I'm losing my precious stone, my neshama. Go aram isavta in a tome land. Lo domea pota b'cheikim. Well, there's no comparison. Somebody releases the neshama in his mother's bosom. Lempota b'cheik nerchia. Somebody releases the neshama in the bosom of a foreigner. Rabbi Meir Rava id michlei ba'asya. Rabbi Meir was dying in Asya. Amar, so he said, because he was a refugee from justice, so he fled. Amar said, "Amori livnei arad Yisrael, go tell the people land of Israel, you are anointed one. I, Rabbi Meir, is dying chutzaris. Afilu came, but nonetheless, Amar learned, he said to those who are dealing with him, Yave arsi agave my yama. Put my coffin on the edge of the water. The Chassidut says, "Kikol Hilal Yamim Yisoda," says Hashem founded it on water, on the seas, and erected it on the rivers. And I'll float, and if you put me there, I'll float to Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Taka would happen. Our mayor's buried in Tveria because he floated to Eretz Yisrael. So I guess Asya is on the other side of the Kinneret. He floated across the Kinneret. Okay? Says more in that regard. Shiva Yom and Sovim is the seven seas around the land of Israel, most of which no longer exist. Yama Rabba, the Mediterranean, Yama Tveria, the Kinneret. Yama the Samchu, we don't know where that is. Yama the Milcha, that's the Dead Sea. Yama the Chulsa, that's the Chula Swamp, which was dried up by the Chalutzim. Yama the Shayas, the River Shayas. Yama the Apamil. Vayich Yama the Chamatz, what about the lake or sea of Chamatz? Says more, that's an artificial one, it's man-made. Diklatinus, Hikva and Aris, so he gathered rivers together and made it. Okay? See, it says in...
Yeah, this person, a Roman.
Could be a Roman Diocletian.
Yeah, probably is. Yeah, more likely. See, it says that Ishkov Apnei Shimo, that the Be'er is perceived from the edge of the desolation. Rabbi Chia said, "Bari, it's clear. Kovish Ola Lahar. Anybody goes up to the Golan, umatsa kmi kvar biyam shetvein, sees like a sieve." Within the Tiberian Sea, within the Kinneret, Zoe Barsha Miriam is seeing the well Miriam, which was Nignaz, which was placed for all eternity in the Yam of Tveria. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shirnu Rabban reckon opposite which building it is. Vayim Echad, in that spot is directly opposite Kol Kavil Taro Metzia. The middle gate, the Knishta Atika of the old shul, the Srungin, of the city of Srungin.
So they seem that one of the natural springs in Tveria is the Be'er of Miriam?
Right. Well, but one which is in the middle of the Kinneret. Rabbi Bar Kiria and Rabbi Lezer, Havu Thailand, they were walking Baristud in the street. Roa Ronos. They saw coffins. Rabbi Bar Kiria, Rabbi Lazar, says Rabbi Lazar, Mau ilu elu. What good did it do these guys to come after the dead? Ani kore aleim, I say about them, my portion made abominations in your lifetime, no, it's you live in the chutzlars. You gotta come to find my land when coming when you're dead? Right. On my lace, they said, no, came to give them so what to get there to show. Hey, no, them goosh offer, they take a clump of Eretz Yisrael, dick of dirt, Menicha Aron, they put it on their coffins, they see Vekiper and Maso Amo, and that's Mechaper for their coming after death, because it says Vekiper and Maso Amo. The Adom of Eretz Yisrael is Mechaper in and of itself. In fact, now we bury even Chutzar, it's people with a little bag of dirt from Eretz Yisrael because of this process. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.